welcome to this edition of the Episcopal Herald podcast. The Episcopal Herald is an online magazine which imagines, articulates, and analyzes the future of the Episcopal Church. My name is Eileen O'Brien, and I'm a curate at Christ Church Cathedral in Houston. I'm here with the Reverend Broderick Greer, who is a curate at Grace St. Luke's in Memphis. So, Broderick, what brings you here to General Convention?
I am a part of the design team for Young Adult Festival. This year, Young Adult Festival is combining two annual Young Adult conferences, Why Serve, which is geared toward young adults of color discerning calls to lay and ordained ministry in the Episcopal Church. And the second part of the week will be Kindling, which is a conference for campus ministries, young adults, and people who work in that constellation of demographic / education time of life.
Awesome. That sounds really exciting. And it's so good to see the number of young adults that that brings to General Convention. We've been asking everyone that we've been interviewing, what is your hope or what is your prayer for this General Convention?
My prayer for this General Convention is that the church open itself to be challenged by the Spirit. And also that the church not be too self-congratulatory about strides in progress or what we may perceive as being progress. That any discussions that occur or resolutions that are passed are deeply rooted in prayer and collaboration and ultimately action. And joining God in the world to transform the world. So,
are there any specific pieces of legislation that you're following in this time?
Nothing specific. I am kind of peripherally looking at conversations around the marriage canons possibly changing to become gender neutral, and of course that is a source of great controversy, and lots of questions around procedure, whether or not the constitution of the church should be changed before the canons or vice versa, and then how the Book of Common Prayer plays into that and the marriage right there as it is. So I think that that's an exciting conversation. And I guess this isn't a piece of legislation, but of course the presiding bishop, a new presiding bishop will be elected over this week. Right. And, which is a turning point for our church, whoever, is called to that office. So that's also very exciting.
Around the presiding bishop's election, what are your hopes? What do you hope to see in that person? Or
I hope to see a person who is, of course, deeply rooted in sacraments and evangelical about the sacraments, about what God is doing in the church, what God is doing in the world, a person who is not afraid of engaging the world. That is not afraid of engaging the media. A presiding bishop who has a Twitter account, maybe, would be a step in a great direction. Our current presiding bishop does. And I think that that's a sign that the leadership of our church is interested in being a church in and for the 21st century.
Are there ways in which you hope that the Episcopal Church will speak, I guess not necessarily through legislation, although that's one of the primary ways that the Episcopal Church speaks during General Convention, but are there other ways in which you hope that the church will speak over the course of this General Convention?
Well, just a few weeks ago, I was watching the news and saw the dean of the cathedral in Cleveland. She was marching with other clergy from the area in regards to police brutality in the city of Cleveland in the wake of 12-year-old Tamir Rice being killed by local police in late 2014. And kind of connected to that, this weekend, some bishops of the Episcopal Church who were present at the General Convention will be marching, I think it's called Claiming Ground Against Gun Violence, which is a wonderful way for the church to embody an alternative to kind of these cycles of cultural violence that we keep living through month after month, year after year. What I would also be interested in seeing is what will be the conversations at this march and in the wake of this march, given the fact that this is happening a week after the massacre at Mother Emanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina. How do we make the connections between a tragedy like Sandy Hook and the massacre at Mother Emanuel? How is the church interrupting these cycles of violence by in some way putting our bodies on the line and putting our bodies in public places that say, we don't stand for violence in any form, physical, emotional, spiritual, social.
It's tricky when you're in a place like this, where a lot of the conversation really does revolve around resolutions and what we can legislate, right? Because it seems to me like whatever our response is as an Episcopal church to gun violence and to these cycles of violence that we encounter in our society, it's not going to necessarily be legislatable, right?
No.
So it has to come through these types of embodiment, but also through taking these opportunities when we're together as a church community to have conversations that that help us to stand in solidarity with each other and with others.
Yeah, legislation is definitely not an end. It's a means to an end, hopefully. Because, I mean, when you're making a resolution, you're resolving to hopefully do something. Hopefully the resolve does not end in our hearts or in these collective legislative bodies, but hopefully they are a launch pad of action, prayerful action, for the life of the world.
Well, Broderick, I really share your hope that these are conversations that will just permeate our General Convention and our time together. And I wonder if you might close us in prayer.
Absolutely. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Loving God, we bless you and we thank you for the various ways in which you call us together in baptism, in Eucharist, and especially over the next 10 days, as a council of the church. We pray that all involved will have attentive hearts, that all involved will be open to the leading of your Spirit, and that at the end, we will be transformed more closely into the image of Christ. Amen.
Amen.